Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, where we desire to help you know God and discover your purpose. Whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out while you tune in with us today, thanks. We hope these next 5 minutes help you feel encouraged and inspired for your day.
Well, hey friends, welcome back to another weekday podcast. If there's ever anything we can do to support you or to pray for you, drop us a note at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com, prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. We'd be honored to walk with you through whatever season you're in. Well, today on the podcast, as we think about community as being the framework for a fulfilling life, I don't know anybody that doesn't want more fulfillment in life. Life really is better when we live it together. The simple truth is at the heart of why community is so crucial for our faith and our overall well-being. The Bible tells us in Romans 12, verse 15, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. That verse captures the essence of life in community. One, shared joys become celebrations. I mean, we get to celebrate with other people. But two, shared sorrows become bearable burdens. Think about it. Celebrating alone is not fun. Getting a promotion and eating a bowl of queso by yourself just doesn't cut it. Similarly, mourning alone can be overwhelming and isolating. But in community, your triumphs are amplified, your struggles are supported, and you are seen, known, and loved for who you are. And this is one of the reasons why I think small groups are so powerful. They provide a safe space to be vulnerable, to share both the highs and the lows of life, whether it's in a women's group, gathering around tables, men meeting on a back porch, or any other form of community. These connections turn life's moments into shared experiences. Now, singing community might feel exhausting, especially if you're an introvert, but it's worth it. Don't try to do life alone. Find your people, invest in relationships, and watch how God uses community to bring fullness and joy to your life. I love Ecclesiastes 4, 9 and 10. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. Today, if you want a more fulfilling life, I think you'll find it through the framework of community. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. Our prayer is that the encouragement you just heard would help you live more like Jesus today. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:15 and 11, and we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Thanks again for joining us today. As always, if today's message encouraged you, share it with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.